Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown, in conjunction with DarwinX. And it gives me great pleasure today. We've had a few Darwins or people on from DarwinX over the recent weeks, but this is a coup. I've got the co-founder of DarwinX himself, Juan Colon. How are you today, Juan?
I'm very pleased to be with you guys, yeah.
So, as I say, over the recent weeks, we've been discussing with the Darwins about the DarwinX product. But obviously, to get you in the hot seat and talk about the product and the company, if you can just explain the history behind DarwinX, why it started, when it started, and what DarwinX does.
Well, let's just start off with the simple definition. DarwinX, the Darwin Exchange, is a trader exchange. And as you would expect from an exchange, we list an asset. So in that sense, we are similar to existing exchanges where you can buy shares or futures. Ours is different in that, as you said, you can buy traders instead of shares or futures. So we are a trader exchange. That's what we are. And why? Well, different times produce different assets. So the stock exchanges were born off the back of the need of finance companies back in the days where companies were needed capital to, say, build railways. That was in the 19th century. Well, today what you've got is a lot of independent traders who are trading their own money quite well, but they're not trading enough money to make a living from trading, and thus the need for a trader exchange. You come to us, you provide a Darwin, you list your evolution as a trader. If investors like it, they replicate it and pay you a share in the success.
So there's been quite a few similar companies in the market that some would bracket as social trading.
Yep.
Is DarwinX a social trading company?
Well, it is in the sense that we tackle the need by traders to raise capital and make a living from trading. It is better in the sense that actually it does solve the problem in ways that social trading does not. I mean, as you'll gather from me today, I think social trading is a great attempt with a failed approach to deliver on this empowering the traders' mission.
And from some social traders or people who use other platforms, something that does come to light is once they start using that platform, they lose their identity, well, not their identity, their right to their own trading strategy. And that, for a lot of traders, is quite important. If suddenly you're trading and everyone can see your strategy, they could take your strategy, you lose the right to that strategy, and they could trade somewhere else. How does DarwinX differ in that aspect?
Right, so I think that's a very good point, because that's the key of this whole thing. Obviously, everybody wants to copy a good trader, but the question is, what's in it for the good trader to begin with? And the biggest issue with social trading is that the moment you make your trades public, they are part of the public domain, and everybody is free to grab whatever profits are available from those trades without the provider being able to control or get a share, a proper share, in the success that he has produced. And we are different because we were first in the market, and to the best of my understanding, only in the market, to package the trades in a new asset in a way such that you can enjoy the profits of the trades without knowing what they are to begin with. So we hide them, because that's the only way to ensure that the provider gets a 20% success fee.
So Juan, I'm a successful trader. I've done quite well for myself. I'm not making enough money using a CFD provider or whoever.
Yeah.
But I feel I'm doing well. I've look at my portfolio, I manage my risk correctly, and I'm making money.
Yeah.
What can DarwinX do now for me? I come to you and start trading with DarwinX. What's the benefit for me? What can I expect to gain by using the platform?
So, fair enough. So step zero is you are very likely going to be better off on your trading conditions than you are with pretty much any other broker. So we are as good as pretty much the best broker out there. That's the step, you know, first up, and the precondition. Now, if you really are good, then the benefit you'll have with us is that it will not just be you thinking that you're good. We will benchmark you against everybody else, and we will offer you, under our regulatory license, as an investable product to investors who buy your strategy. And by virtue of that, you come under our own regulatory umbrella. and you can collect 20% success fees on money other than your own. So without having to gear up your risk, you have geared up your returns because you're trading more money than your own without having to take on the extra leverage that comes with risks associated.
Fantastic. So I'm set up. People are now following me. I'm getting paid on my own success that they're now investing. From the investor's point of view, they will say, what is DarwinX doing to protect me with regards to risk? Well, what are the risk controls involved? Is it just free for all open? So for me as a trader, I can suddenly leverage up to 200 times, go crazy, and everyone following me, if I get that wrong, I have a bad day, they'll be affected. So there's a duty of care, obviously, for DarwinX in that position, marrying the Darwins and the investors together. Yeah. What do DarwinX do to protect those investors?
Sure. So first of all, what we don't do is we do not intervene with your own account. It's your account with your money, and you can do whatever you want with your own money. Obviously, if you get into problems, it's not good for you, but we are providing the brokerage service on an agency-only basis. When we're talking about the investors, those investors are customers of DarwinX's asset management franchise, and we have a fiduciary duty to control risk on behalf of those customers. So we have developed a groundbreaking technology to manage the risk of the Darwin based on your strategy in a way such that all Darwins risk roughly the same. So all are apples-to-apples comparables for risk. And if for whatever reasons you were to deviate from what from your own better behavior, then the risk management engine that we've built is always there to protect the investors from your human side of things. So yes, that is another bit that sets us apart from the other social trading providers. The investors are not buying the underlying strategy, they're not copying, they're replicating a new asset that is part of your own timing. It will buy and sell whatever it is you're buying at the same time, but leverage decisions for the investors are not taken by you, they are taken by DarwinX.
And I think you've already answered my next question by mentioning you're an agency broker. A lot of people operating the market, companies operating the market, to be honest, if you lose, they win. Mm-hmm. So I assume that whole principle model, you're not backed against the client, you're backed against the market. It's an agency product, it's in your interest for clients to make money.
Well, it's actually more than an agency. It is an agency broker in the sense that if a customer loses, it's a loss to us. And literally the money is going out of our own prime brokerage account and it's lost to us. It's made by the market, but not by us. Mm-hmm. But we actually take that principle one step further in the sense that we actually back our own traders to hopefully pay them success fees at our own risk. So we take that step on top of that, which is to prove because we believe in the asset class, we are first to back it.
So to summarize now, if I'm a successful trader, I come to you, it's an agency model.
Yeah.
So we're not against each other. You're working in my favor, one would like to think.
Yeah.
If I'm successful, you can introduce investors that I can get paid on.
Yes, but the first investor in you might be us. So every month we allocate 4 million of notional in investment into the traders with the best scores in the platform, and that then of course gives you visibility with third party investors who are free to choose you and have all the information and risk protections to be able to back you safely.
And my strategy and everything is protected as well, which is
your strategy. Your Darwin is protected in the sense that people can enjoy the profits that you're producing, so they can drink your Coca-Cola, but you're not giving away the formula of your Coca-Cola, which defeats the purpose, which is the essential problem with social trading. And so what's the point of giving my trades away if I'm not getting my fair share in the profits that they are generating?
Perfect. That's a great analogy. I like the Coca-Cola analogy there. And if investors and viewers want to find out more, where do they go, Juan?
Well, they can go to DarwinX, as in Charles Darwin, and then EX for Exchange, Darwin Exchange. We also have a London office in Level 39 here, which is a fintech accelerator. They're welcome to drop by, obviously with appointments, so that we can show things firsthand. And we always love to have feedback about what it is we do.
So an open door policy. Everyone likes to hear that. That's super positive. Juan Colon, co-founder of DarwinX, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.